Tommy and Deborah Beard have lived in their home in Watts for 24 years. Last year, the couple faced foreclosure because of a high-interest loan they could not pay. The community organizing group Acorn helped them get out of that sticky situation.
Anytime they need us, we're going to be there because they're there for us when we needed help. And yeah, we were very grateful to them, my wife and I.
Acorn may need the Beards and the 30 other people who gathered on the couple's lawn this morning as it battles to preserve its good name in the face of high-profile scandals.
Let's look at the core work of Acorn.
That's Mike Garcia from the Service Employees International Union.
They register voters. They fight for homeowners and renters.
Acorn has been around for 40 years, but it really came into the spotlight during the presidential race when many Republicans accused the group of forging voter registrations. The controversies continued last month when a conservative activist posted footage from a hidden camera that showed two Acorn employees offering advice on how to set up a prostitution ring. Angelica Salas, who runs the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights of Los Angeles, said these controversies distract from the good Acorn does. She says the employees in the video do not represent the entire group.
We are also here together in unity in face of the systematic smear campaigns and ugly attacks of frustrated political opponents.
Homeowner Deborah Beard says Acorn can bring back that voice of democracy.
And these community organizations that are getting together are giving us just that voice. They're teaching us to reach inside of us and pull out what's inside of us and let it come out.
Acorn will need these voices. Even as this event was ending, Fox News was releasing yet another allegedly controversial video on the internet. Lauren Whaley, Annenberg Radio News.